Week's solidarity brekkie team listener, when unemployment figures showed just how selfish true blue Aussie workers are. Unemployment dropped, a proletariat slap in the face for soon to be new reserve losses Bank Supremo Michelle Bulldust, who, unlike those workers, puts the national interest first, knows the delicate flower that is the economy needs thousands more people out of work, 140,000 more people out of work, knows less people heading for the doll office is setting the delicate flower back dangerously. So are you setting the example, Michelle, heading for the Centrelink queue yourself, or Services True Blue Aussie, or whatever it's now called? What a silly question that the economy needs me to create the environment ensuring more people are out of work. So what will you do to make life easier for those people, those families? We will increase interest rates. But that'll mean they'll have to pay heaps more with heaps less. Are you suggesting workers, or non-workers in this case, no, seriously, should not share in contributing to the greatest little economic order of them all? After all, it's their own fault for not being unemployed. If they refuse, they would become second in my areas of disgust. What's first? Dole budges. So, the week that was recommends we show our patriotic concern, our patriotic true blue Aussie spirit. No, more so, our patriotic duty. Give up our jobs and do our bit for the country. But I won't be able to survive. The cost of living is soaring. Food, utilities, a roof over our heads. We'll end up in the gutter. Stop being selfish. Self, self, self. Don't you care about the economy? Workers are so selfish, aren't they? Summed up P1 headline in yesterday's True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review. Markets tip rise at Bulldust's first RBA meeting. Record low jobless jobs fuels rates bet. Showing workers are their own worst enemy, wanting a job. I'm sure we've noticed that all the highly paid experts who tell us we all need to be unemployed for the good of the economy and therefore the country haven't given up their own sinecures, their own jobs. Another Freudian, by the way, true. When I checked this, I'd typed God of the economy, probably more appropriate, on which the experts who advise us about these things, Socialist Finance Minister Katie Gallagher, asked this week to comment on some economic issues, said, I'll leave that to the people who know about these things. And I thought, but hang on, she's the Finance Minister. Maybe that's fingered the problem, of course, leaving it to the great practitioners of the greatest little economic order of them all to tell the government what to do, given its orders. Caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, warned he would not have supported the appointment of a tainted candidate like the Treasury Secretary. You know, like a socialist puppet-like. But Pete, he was appointed by your former big economic guru, Josh Friedem Icebergs. Was Josh a closet-tated socialist puppet? That's a, you know, like, defamatory slur on a great big economic guru, like. No, you know, he became a tainted, like, you know, socialist puppet when the people got the you know, election hopelessly, like, wrong. On the other hand, we have to praise Pete for getting something right. Well, he's always right as right can be, but in this case, correct right. Celebrating a by-election win in a safer-than-safe blue-ribbon Conservative seat, Pete said the results showed the socialist economic experiment is failing true blue Aussies, like. The socialist energy experiment is failing true blue Aussies, like, you know. And in fairness, we have to agree with him. Although it's also fair to say, for polar opposite reasons. On energy, Pete clearly wants a return to experimenting with doing absolutely nothing. Well, nothing to change the fossil status quo. Threats, though, to the caring business class status quo. Caring employers are concerned these socialist plans to increase evil union right of entry powers to check whether caring employers are caring could lead to evil union officials entering our family homes, our sacred domain. Well, the homes of families running businesses from home. This is a blatant attack on our right to exploit workers in our own homes. The caring business class expressed its righteous disgust. Okay, the caring business class relations minister Tony Bark worse then says the claim is utterly ridiculous. The legislation hasn't even been written yet, but hell, the caring employers know better safe than sorry. Let the socialists know when they're threatening the caring employers' basic rights. The pot calling the kettle award of the week, a runaway win for shadow big economic guru Angus Tailings, who accused big supremo Anthony Albanese of misleading claims about the Voice proposal. Let's repeat that. A leading deny terra nullius non-land, non-people are people no campaigner accuses the Yes campaign of misleading claims. Angus, I notice one no pamphlet says the Voice will allow terra nullius non-land, non-people to tax us on top of government taxes. Exactly. This reflects the total lack of detail in the proposal. The government has refused to provide us with the detail that terra nullius, non-land, non-people will be able to hit us with a Voice tax. So what are the misleading claims? It's a disgrace. They won't tell us. That's why we want more detail on the misleading claims. They won't tell us. Thank you, Angus. Oh, and here's your pot calling the kettle award. Congratulations. Thank you. A pleasure. It's an honour. But the big honour of the week, gold, gold, gold to the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin for extracting every ounce of gold out of State Supremo, the pejorative Dan, cancelling the His Most Gracious Majesty's games. Pointing out over a few hundred pages, well, slight exaggeration, hyperbole, pages, just how evil is the pejorative D, and why, oh why, did the electorate ignore Lord Rupert's advice in the past three elections? Robbing True Blue Aussie of the chance to beat up on the victims of His Most Gracious Majesty's Lot's empirical robbery. Speaking of, sure, we'd agree, bit of a mistake standing down former robo-debt number one bureaucrat Catherine Campbell out from her new role in charge of the Fawkes $38 million a day nuclear train killers deal. After all, if she could stuff up the lives of thousands and thousands of the poorest of the poor, with a little help from friends like former big supremo Scummo and Stewart and Christian and Allen, there's every chance she could make one hell of a mess, Fawkes, so to speak, and save us that 38 mil a day, although it might then be wasted on insignificant incidentals like public housing, transport, education, health, even, dare we say it, make the poorest of the poor a little less poorest of. Although that would encourage them to be even more slothful. And there could be more to spend, of course, because the 38 mil a day doesn't count the cost of dealing with the nuclear waste. But then there's no need to allow for that, because like our Fawkes partners, we've got absolutely no idea what to do with it anyway. Not that it matters. Technology will have a few thousand years to come up with a solution. Except climate change, if there is such a thing, won't allow it thousands of years. But on a positive note, they'll solve each other. Two for the 38 million a day price of one. Especially, and any wonder Angus said, Al, no, we must vote no, especially when the upstart terra nullius non-land, non-people challenge our right to dump nuclear waste in their backyard, Kimber in South True Blue Aussie in this case, take our government to court and win. Who do they think they are? They just can't get it through their heads that terra nullius non-land means terra nullius non-land. Back to Lord Rupert, knowing the electorate keeps getting elections wrong, Biddy wishes he could adopt the tie system where the generals can reject the leader chosen by the people and now threaten to jail him, leaving the generals still in charge and showing the great value of democracy. If only, Lord Rupert must ponder, we had a post-election upper house stacked with Lord Rupert stooges to right the people's wrongs. On one level, he's not totally wrong, because whoever gets elected, usually, we don't want anyway. Finally, On top of that decision on the Kimber no longer nuclear waste dumping site, it's becoming apparent the courts are getting out of control. A good corporate citizen, United Lifts, became a little less united by sacking, or sorry, sadly having to let go, two evil union delegates just after they became evil. Her Honour declaring, how's this for the courts getting out of control? The court is satisfied that the termination within 1 month of them agreeing to become union delegates sent a clear message to other employees that engaging with the unions and pressing workplace rights was likely to result in serious consequences in terms of continued employment. Caring Employers, the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group, our old matey-ness will cost the workers, and the True Blue Aussie Resources and Energy Caring Employers Profits Association, quote, voiced concerns about giving special treatment to union delegates, showing what a danger Her Honour is. Well, for giving special treatment, United Lifts was $120,000 worse off, forcing it presumably to hit the emergency button. Good morning.